During public comment, Wayne Wine expressed concern about the state of the field, particularly its lack of accessibility for people with disabilities. He also asked about funds the borough had appropriated for field work. Borough manager Dan Bockhorst responded that improvements have been made at Dudley Field, but he said other work will be expensive. He said the funds were set aside in hopes of using the money as a local match for a lucrative state grant program.
The Assembly thought it would be worthwhile, instead of spending 100% local funds on upwards of $1.2 million in improvements to the fields, that it could get for every dollar of local funds, $2.35 in state money.
Bockhorst says the recreation plan will address whatever's needed to improve accessibility.
I am unaware of any dangerous circumstance. I've discussed that with Parks and Recreation and Public Works. I'm unaware of any violations of ADA requirements.
Borough Public Works Director Ed Schofield says that despite some problems, technically, the field is accessible. He says borough staff inspected Dudley with a resident who uses a wheelchair to find out what's needed.
You can't get from one end of the field to the other with a wheelchair, but there is access if you go around the block and come in on another level. But you can't get from that level to the other one, and it's not a cheap and simple fix.
Schofield says crews fix some of the issues, such as marked ADA seating and an ADA-accessible restroom. He says ADA parking hasn't been designated yet because they need dry weather to paint. Assemblymember Mike Painter says he'd like to see at least the little things fixed at the field soon, rather than wait for a state grant.
I think our ball fields have been neglected. I think this is taking way too long. Some of these things are minor expenses that could have been taken care of.
Painter says borough staff has focused on new projects such as the Fawn Mountain Field and the Aquatic Center at the expense of the old fields. He says that when Ketchikan hosts visiting teams, the poor condition of the fields becomes apparent.
I gotta tell you, it's kind of embarrassing.
For information about the field improvement process, visit the borough's website at www.borough.ketchikan.ak.us and go to the Public Works Department link. Also on Monday, the Assembly extended the deadline for a couple of projects funded through the borough's share of the state cruise passenger head tax. One is a totem restoration in Saxman. That community's development coordinator, Jason Custer, says the extension would allow Donnie Varnell to finish carving the house poles. Custer says that Varnell's presence at the Saxman carving shed is a boon to the community and to visiting tourists.
He's helping to train and guide other carvers. He has a positive impact on young and aspiring carvers. Tourists and visitors to the Carving Center view his work, ask him questions, and learn about Alaska Native culture and carving. He always makes sure to take time to share what he's working on and answer his questions. In fact, he's become a visitor attraction in Saxman himself. The benefits of Donnie being there are so great that, in a way, we wish this project would never end so that he can stay there. But don't worry, we're also very eager to see recarved totem poles completed.
A ceremony to raise two Raven entrance poles in Saxman is scheduled for July 7th. Custer says the extension means Varnell can carve an additional three poles for the restoration project. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.